This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Yesterday it was Baltimore, Wednesday it was Vegas and Tampa, and who knows which city Uber Eats will roll into tomorrow. Restaurants work with Uber and a car drops off the food, and there is competition. DoorDash, Grubhub, Seamless, Postmates, these are changing the way restaurants do business. Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
Welcome to Squirrel.
About an hour ago, there was a long line snaking through this small LA restaurant, but I waited out the lunch rush to meet with Jessica Coslow, Squirrel's founder and chef. She shows me plates of ricotta toast, polenta with summer vegetables,
and a buckwheat and cactus pancake,
topped with cocoa pudding and maple syrup. Coslow opened her small white-tiled restaurant 5 years ago, and over the last couple,
we've seen a huge increase in the number of orders for to-go.
Big enough that they now make up about a quarter of Squirrel's business, and that's led to some interesting changes.
We started to get so many phone calls that none of our staff could answer the phone, and so we really needed to make one particular person the owner of the phone.
Coslow's also had to rethink some foodier things, like how well her avocado toast or that polenta travel in the backseat of a car or the basket of a bike.
Instead of using market lettuce, we use bok choy that's hearty and can hold up on a journey.
Restaurants often don't have a say on who's making that journey. Some delivery services like Grubhub and Eat24 partner with restaurants and get paid a commission. Others just pick up food and deliver it for a fee. That can put a restaurant's reputation at risk. When a customer gets the wrong order or it's soggy, get ready for that nasty Yelp review.
Our stance at DoorDash is that, you know, we're responsible for everything.
Tony Hsu is CEO of DoorDash, a service that delivers food in 250 cities.
This is why we go to like 10 degrees of difficulty to figure out how to keep food warm, how to keep cold food cold, how to understand how long it takes to make stuff.
Charles Balilis owns two Greek restaurants named Souvla in San Francisco and is trying to maintain some control. He's pressured certain delivery services to stop listing Souvla on their apps.
They never sought after any sort of authorization to do any of this.
And he says sometimes they screw up the descriptions or change the prices.
I didn't want our guests to see an $11 pork sandwich when they dine in, and the next thing you know, that becomes a $14 pork sandwich when they're looking at it on a delivery menu.
So Balilis has partnered with one delivery service that won't raise his prices. He says delivery makes up about 15% of his restaurant, and in a crazy expensive city like San Francisco, that's business he can't afford to lose. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.